This program is sponsored by Blazing Grace Ministries.
This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13. Send me free. Jesus' mission was to comfort those who mourn, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and open prison doors for those who are bound. For those who want more than status quo Christianity has to offer, Blazing Grace Radio begins now. And here is your host, Mike Janung.
Hey, Mike Janung here, and welcome back to Blazing Grace Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm here with my daughter, Rebecca. And how are you enjoying that 110-degree summer?
Oh, loving it.
So I'm going to earn that PG-13 rating today, not because I'm going to bring anything up on my own, but just because I'm going to be reading the news. And a lot of times the news is PG-13. So we're going to walk through some recent news articles for a bit to hopefully give you a perspective and picture of where the epidemic of sexual sin is and how it's growing and how it's not stopping and how it's not something that can be avoided. So first off, these are all recent articles within the last week or so. So the first up is from the Christian Institute in the United Kingdom. And the headline is, AI-made videos of child sex abuse rocket online. Films depicting child sexual abuse have risen dramatically due to a proliferation of AI-generated videos, a charity has warned. Between January 1st and June 30th of this year, the Internet Watch Foundation discovered 1,286 AI-produced films of child sexual abuse compared to just 2 over the same period last year. So they're using AI to create child porn at an alarming rate. And they say confirmed reports of AI-generated sexualized images of children increased by 400% the first 6 months of 2025. That alone just makes me want to barf. Next up, this is from the Waco Tribune Herald in Texas, former Harris Creek pastoral resident arrested on child pornography charges. Again, a pastoral resident. A former resident of Harris Creek Baptist Church in Waco was arrested Thursday after he shared images depicting sexual abuse of children. And we cannot say that sexual sin is not only seeped into the church, it's overwhelming and overrunning it. Next up, Florida teacher shows photos and videos of himself engaged in sexual acts to former students. This is all, again, recent. He is arrested after the cops find bestiality and child porn material on his phone. I'm going to skip his name. A teacher at Armwood High School in Florida's Hillsborough County was arrested after he showed sexual content to his students. Police confirmed that he showed photos and videos of himself engaged in sexual acts to the juvenile victims. We cannot stuff our heads in the ground and pretend that this is not in the church. And every single day in America, a pastor or some kind of leader of a ministry is exposed or arrested for these types of crimes. This is saturated all over the country right now. This is another UK article. Birmingham school teacher addicted to porn sent explicit school teacher, remember this, sent explicit pictures to girls on Snapchat. The math tutor, aged 27, told one teenage girl to give him something to get him excited. He targeted three female girls, with the youngest being just 12 years old and the other two being 16, as he posed as a teenager on social media. You have to be very, very, very careful on social media. You do not know who has created that account. You don't know who you're talking to. Not just social media, the internet, period. I had a guy, and it was heartbreaking, come to our office a little while back, around 70, and he had been on social media, and he contacted a young woman in her 20s and started flirting with her, and they're trading pictures, and he said she told him that she loved him, which right away I'm thinking, yeah, that ain't going to happen with a 70-year-old guy. And then all of a sudden, she sends him a message saying that, I want $2,000 now. I'm going to post these pictures up on social media, and I'm going to tell everyone, I'm going to show them your messages, and I'm going to tell them what you've done. So this train wrecked his life, and this is a guy in the church, and he met in my office face to face. We see this. We cannot pretend this isn't going on. This is the culture we are swimming in, and it is putting a lot of people in bondage. The next step, adult film star Kylie Page, who died at the age of 28 from a suspected accidental drug overdose, had just reached 60 days of sobriety 5 days before the tragedy, according to a report. Page, whose legal name was Kylie Pilant, had been taking her AA meetings seriously and even stepped up to lead some sessions herself, sources said. This is from the New York Post. And what is so heartbreaking about this, and what a lot of people don't realize, is that the actresses in particular and the actors who are creating pornography, it destroys them. For years, it's come out that hundreds of female actresses have died. The average age of a life expectancy of a female porn actress is 36 years of age. A lot of them get hooked on drugs or alcohol. A lot of them are abused or raped, manipulated into doing things they did not sign up for. We've had porn actresses, and I've talked to porn actor too, and they hate the people. Shelley Lubin, back years ago, so she hated the men she was doing those things with. She was a porn actress. She died in 2018. I think it was from an overdose, too. So a lot of people think, okay, porn is bad, quit doing it. The people who are making those films are our enemy. Well, who you think's behind that product? It's Satan. He's twisted and manipulating the people who are making those films and telling them these lies that this is going to, whatever, fulfill them, or they'll make a lot of money. And yeah, you can make a lot of money, but it's not worth destroying your soul for. So this is a mission field too, the porn industry. And pornography destroys those who create it as well as those who indulge on it. And this woman was only in her 20s, and I've seen other articles. I forget the name, but there was another woman who was 23 years old, the porn actress, who died a couple months ago. This is not a rare occurrence. So there are people in bondage to horrific sin and evil who are creating those films. It's not freeing. It's opening the door to evil in their hearts, which unfortunately is also a channel to those who watch that stuff into evil. The next up has to do with gooning. And maybe you just heard that and said, what the heck is gooning? I've been seeing articles on this for about the last year. And it is sometimes, with some things, it turns into a thing. What I mean by that is more and more people start grabbing onto it, and that is happening now. Gooning is like a ritual involving hours of masturbation without release that is often paired with some form of pornography to keep the brain wired and buzzing. So they'll go hours in this place of masturbation or masturbating, and sometimes even longer than that, sometimes like 24 hours or a day for some reports, and some people report going to some kind of like a trance. And so they're taking masturbation and they're using it to like zone out like a drug. And I haven't masturbated since 1998, but I well remember the shame and the emptiness that would follow that. It was horrible. And I had Anna Lemke, Dr. Anna Lemke from Stanford University on the broadcast about a year ago, and she shared how a guy created a machine to help him do that, masturbate for hours on end, and the horrible shame that he went through. That's in her book, by the way. And so this, it's heartbreaking to read these things and to see the bondage that people are in. And you cannot say that none of this is in the church. One survey showed, this is again recent, that 1 in 4 Americans have, quote unquote, dipped into the world of gooning, with men nearly twice as likely to engage in this compared to women. And I want to throw up when I read that, because that's people looking for life in something that will never, ever provide satisfaction. There is no life in it. They're using their body for a drug. That's not God's purpose for sex. Sex is supposed to be a we between a man and a wife and nothing else. When you make it into a me, then what happens is there's this bizarre emotional misfire that occurs, and you bond with yourself. So you get addicted to the self. All we care about is the self when it comes to sex and when it can get off, and we become addicted to, I got to have my hit, my drug now, when I want it. That's not the way it works in marriage. We have to put the work into the relationship. I mean, usually married couples don't just jump into bed when they're at each other's throats. It takes the work. And so this whole thing is trying to short-circuit God's intended plan. Sex is supposed to involve relationship. Another article on gooning said that it is Britain's fastest-growing fetish. Interest in the practice has exploded by 800%. This is from the Daily Mail in the UK. That other article was a different one in the US. And again, this was current. And the article goes on to say that gooning is creating ED problems, because now you're warping your brain chemistry and it's not sending enough, strong enough signals down to the genitals. Another survey showed that 25% of young adults believe AI girlfriends and AI boyfriends have the potential to replace human relationships. This was the Institute for Family Studies, November of 2024. 25% of youth. Oh, that should just tear us up, because it's all an illusion. It's getting addicted to something that doesn't exist, a piece of software. And you cannot assume this is outside of the church, because a lot of times our youth are like 20 steps ahead of their parents when it comes to technology. And guess what? Your 10-year-old already knows about this stuff, and a lot of them are already playing with it. And then the last one, Chinese scientists and engineers are advancing AI technology to develop intelligent sex robots capable of interacting with users. Shenzhen-based Sharpie Technology is integrating artificial intelligence into its robots, with plans to launch talking sex dolls by August. These AI-powered dolls will feature speech recognition and sensors to enhance interaction and emotional connection, addressing the limitations of traditional plastic dolls. And then mentions another, and this is a different article on The Sun, WM Doll, one of China's leading sex doll makers, expecting a 30% leap in sales this year. as men unable to find partners refuse to stay celibate. Part of the uptick in sales and interest comes from the enhanced user experience, which now makes use of the latest AI tech. Founder and CEO Liu Zhangsha told the South China Morning Post, it makes the dolls more responsive and interactive, which offers users a better experience. This is horrible because people are doing this with plastic and metal and rubber and whatever materials they use. It's an illusion. It's an inanimate object. And they're fooling themselves that there's an emotional connection with this doll. I have a hard time even using the word doll. It's a life-size, whatever you want to call it. Maybe doll's the right word, but it's a life-size copy or replica of a human. And the shame after using something like that is got to be horrible. I remember seeing one article a couple years ago where human prostitutes in a brothel in Las Vegas or Nevada, where prostitution is legal, were complaining that sex dolls or sex robots were taking away their business. So this tells you it's become a thing. And then I saw another article where in Germany they come up with an AI sex robot brothel. This is all around us. This is the sewage we're swimming in. We make Sodom look good. And the U.S. is the number one consumer and producer of pornography in the world. Number one. We've been the worldwide king for decades and probably always, ever since Hugh Hefner came on the scene and blew the whole thing up with Playboy. And I bring all this up because no church, no parent, no home, no Christian ministry can afford to play chicken or can afford to play ostrich and say, hey, none of us have a problem with this. And what happens is when the shocker hits, when you find out that, yeah, there are quite a few people struggling with this and it blows everything apart. It's a real tragedy that we haven't been proactive. And what a lot of churches do is we wait till something really big blows up, like somebody that had a leadership position gets exposed and it sprays all over the church. And just one example is Robert Morris, another heartbreaking story. He was the senior pastor of one of the largest churches in America in Texas. And it came out that he had molested a 12-year-old girl some years before, and there was a cover-up behind it, and she came out and exposed it. He ended up, I forget if he fired or he was resigned, and then some of the elder board, they ended up leaving from his church in Texas. And then just last week, it came out that Brady Boyd, who was the senior pastor of the largest church in Colorado Springs, New Life Church, who had worked for Morris, knew about what he had done with this 12-year-old girl. And then the eldership board fired Brady Boyd, and now some more of the elder team, their New Life, have been fired. So this is the sea we're swimming in. This is the sewage we're swimming in. We cannot afford to hide and play games and play church and go read Revelation 2, where Jesus confronts two of the churches, Thyatira, however you say it, and Pergamum, for not dealing with sexual sin. This stuff is not fun, and some of this stuff should make us sick, especially the stuff that involves kids. But this is where we are. This is where we're going, and this is not going to slow down. So, Beck, I'm kind of wondering, when you hear all this put together, what's going through your mind?
Kind of speechless. I mean, that was obviously not enjoyable to hear, but I feel like a lot of people not know that this is happening, but aren't shocked that it's happening, maybe, which is kind of worrying, because why aren't we doing anything then? But all of that just... ew. And when you're involved in all that stuff, that's, it's not real, and that's how you become numb. And then once you go numb, or you experience real things when real things happen to you. And I feel like that's how a lot of people are living these days, is just kind of numb. Because a lot of these stories, I feel like, are out there. And so that can also, hearing all this can make people numb, just to, they hear it all the time. So it's kind of normal in a twisted way. But we're not doing anything about it, especially in the church.
Well, I think numb brings up a good point, because you can numb out a lot of different ways, and a lot of people are numbing out with the sexual sin, but a lot of people are also numbing out with things like smartphones, right?
Right. You can get addicted to basically anything these days easily.
Were you aware of gooning?
No. I did not want to know what that was. No. That's just ew. I don't know why you would want to, who would do that, but it just shows how dark the world is and how lost people are in trying to find pleasure in the sickest ways.
And since you're 23 years old, your thoughts on 25% of youth saying that AI girlfriends and boyfriends have the potential to replace human relationships?
I'm shocked, but also not at the same time. I don't know how to describe that, but I mean, we're growing up with it, you know, so it's kind of, it's new and exciting, but it's also very dangerous, AI. I don't mess with AI. I don't trust it at all. And it's just deceiving, and it tricks everybody. It's fake, but it looks so real. So I'm not surprised that people are using it and liking it and thinking that it's real, because it looks real. And it's, my sister will show me something, or, and I'm like, that's AI, that's fake. And she's like, how can you tell? And it's just, that's scary, because you can get deceived by anything these days and not even know. And it's even getting better each day. Like, you look at what AI was 2 years ago and what it is now in just a short amount of time. It's scary how much it's evolved.
Yeah, and then who knows where we're going to be in 2 or 3 years when it's, the technology really starts to
make people. Yes. Yeah, real people. Yeah.
And then you're aware with, you know, the what's prophesied in Revelation about the end times and the evil and the darkness. How do you connect those dots?
I've seen some conspiracy theories, I guess you could say, of that people think that AI is Antichrist. And I don't know if that's true, but I mean, if it is as powerful as it is, or it's going to get even more powerful, AI is, and it's going to replace jobs, and it already is. So I think it's kind of tying together with Revelations. And a lot of people know that we are in dark times, and it's just going to get darker. So I'm not surprised if these correlate.
So really, in these, when the times get darker, this is really a time when we have to have stronger and deeper roots with God and in prayer and connected to other believers, and also sharing our weaknesses with each other, and not playing games, not faking it. And that's a part of faking it comes to mind. That's what a lot of this is about, is we're faking it. Porn is faking it. I mean, it's an illusion. And so what else do you think we need to do to make it through these days?
I agree with what you say. Have a relationship with God is top priority, because that's what's going to carry you throughout these times. Not social media, not what you own, not how much money you have, how many people you know. None of that's going to go with you into heaven. It's just your relationship with God. So I think that's the most important thing in these times.
Amen. Well, Thank you for joining us, my friends. And there's always a purpose and reason for doing these broadcasts and bringing things up is really to help you and hopefully help church leadership understand we need to take action on these things. We cannot hide them. We have to help people who are struggling right in our very midst. So thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time. Do you want to be free?
Blazing Grace is a nonprofit international ministry for the sexually broken and the spouse. Please visit us at blazinggrace.org for information on Mike Genung's books, groups, counseling, or to have Mike speak at your organization. You can email us at email@blazinggrace.org or call our office in Chandler, Arizona at 719-888-5144. Again, visit us at blazinggrace.org. Email us at email@blazinggrace.org or call the office at 719-888-5144.
This program was sponsored by Blazing Grace Ministries.